Embercare Media from TWR and InterHealth Worldwide invite you to take a moment for your health. You're in a dark room. You're lying down. Possibly you have a cold compress on your forehead. The door is closed, and you want it as quiet as possible. And, oh yes, you've taken some kind of painkiller. What's the problem? Well, a good guess would be that you likely have a migraine headache. The description I just gave is the way a number of people handle the situation of having a migraine. It's not the only solution, but it is a practice that seems to help some people some of the time. And that's what we're going to think about. Headaches and migraines in particular. Not a very pleasant subject, but something that troubles a lot of us, sometimes every day, sometimes not so often. There were many kinds of headaches, but right now, first, let's concentrate mainly on migraine headaches. Some who suffer from a migraine from time to time will possibly tell you that if you don't have the exact same symptoms as they do, then you don't have a migraine. Well, that's not exactly true, because migraine headaches come in various forms, and some can be more severe than others. So let's see what we can learn. At the top end of the migraine scale would be the headache that comes with an aura. What's that? An aura is a mainly visual effect that can feature colored lines that are often flickering or flashing. For some, there is a tingling sensation. Or you can have holes in your vision. And these all generally happen before the pain of the migraine actually begins. The aura can start somewhere between 5 and 20 minutes before you actually feel the migraine. For many, perhaps most people, a migraine usually affects the front of the head, with moderate to severe throbbing pain. But that is only one possibility. A migraine can, for some people, affect either side or both sides of the head. People experiencing a migraine headache very often cannot stand any kind of light, especially bright lights or loud sounds. This can last for 4 hours to as long as 72 hours. Not a pleasant experience. Especially, as sometimes happens, if it is accompanied by nausea and perhaps vomiting. These descriptions are for the worst kind of migraine headaches. Others may be a little less intense, but with many of the same symptoms, and most people who have experienced a migraine do not necessarily have the aura effect along with it. So what causes a migraine headache? Well, that's a good question. There are many ideas on this, but it seems that no one is 100% sure what brings them on. However, there are some things that can help to trigger a migraine. And actually, some of these triggers may also fire up some other forms of headaches, which may or may not be classified as a form of migraine. So whether or not your headache is classified as a migraine, it would be worthwhile making note of these possible triggers. For some people, certain foods appear to do the job. Cheese can do it, especially the harder and more aged cheeses. Chocolate is known to be a headache trigger, and so is red wine. And if you're migraine sensitive and you happen to have some cheese along with your wine and finish it up with a nibble of chocolate, you could probably expect at least a headache and probably some form of migraine to make itself known. This might not happen immediately, but after a short time, 2 or 3 hours perhaps, or even the following morning. It would be worthwhile for you to keep a diary of what you eat and when you eat it, and then note when a migraine happens and how much time has passed since eating certain items. After a while, you can work out a pattern as these triggers affect you. But let's look at some other things that can possibly trigger a headache or a migraine. Skipping meals can be bad. If you're in the habit of skipping meals or not eating enough of a balanced diet, that can be a cause. Keep an entry of those times in your diary. Changes in your sleeping pattern can be a problem. Not getting enough fluids, not getting enough to drink. This is another possible trigger. Sudden or gradual changes in altitude when you're traveling is another item to add to your possible trigger diary. And some other triggers might include loud noises, bright lights, strong smells, and certain perfumes, whether on a person or in a commercial product. And for some people, taking a contraceptive pill can trigger a headache or a migraine. If you're in Asia or you eat at Oriental restaurants, eating foods that contain MSG, monosodium glutamate, could possibly trigger a bad headache reaction for you. Stress, of course, should be added to this list. This can be stress at work, stress because of living situations, and, well, I'm sure you can extend your own list of stressful situations. And included with stress, we should include head and neck tension. This could come from extended, concentrated pressure time working at a computer or a desk or some other job where you maintain one position for an extended time. Changing your position often and flexing your neck and shoulders can often help minimize this problem. So, you get migraines or other annoying headaches. What can you do about them apart from taking some form of medication? And yes, that may be necessary and possibly the best answer for you. The simplest, perhaps, answer would be to avoid the triggers. If there are food triggers that affect you and you've been keeping a diary, then you can figure out what those might be and try avoiding them to see if this helps your situation. Have regular, balanced meals. Sometimes it helps to also have a small, appropriate snack between meals to help maintain the balance in your body. By all means, get enough sleep. This varies from person to person. It might be 8 hours a night for you, or 7 hours, or 9 hours. Whatever it is, adequate sleep is very important for your general health and also to help you avoid headache and migraine attacks. Exercise helps also. Regular exercise of whatever kind is appropriate for your situation. The kind of exercise that gets your blood circulating a little more vigorously. If you know you will have a heavy, stressful work situation ahead of you, find some way of balancing that off with extra rest or some less stressful activities ahead of that time. For some people, there doesn't seem to be any logical reason why their headache begins. In fact, that happens with many people. But we should add, if you start getting increasingly severe headaches and you haven't had them before, you should always get checked out by a health professional. If you do have a migraine or other troublesome headache, then perhaps some form of medication would be necessary. Whatever that is, it is usually best to take the treatment as soon as the headache, the migraine, begins. There's a good reason for this. Medication is absorbed better at this time. Once the migraine is established, the medicine may not absorb as well or get to the point of your headache pain as well or as quickly. So, if you're a person whose migraine is announced in advance by aura effects, flashing lights, etc., then that would be the time to take your medication, before the pain begins. Some people are helped by taking 3 soluble aspirin, that would be regular strength aspirin, for a total of 900 milligrams. Keep in mind that aspirin tablets, whether under that name or another name locally, can vary slightly in size. In the UK, the standard size for regular aspirin is 300 milligrams. In Canada and the USA, the standard size is 325 milligrams. And an Australian brand would indicate 320 milligrams. So in North America, the total would be 975 milligrams for 3 standard size aspirin. If you are in an overseas country, check the contents of the pills that you can purchase locally. But please note this word of caution. If you have ever had a stomach ulcer or troublesome indigestion, then it would be better not to take aspirin. And remember, children should never take aspirin. There are other over-the-counter painkiller medications which can help some people. Acetaminophen would be one, or as it is known in the UK, paracetamol. Ibuprofen also. These may come in a variety of brand names in various countries, which should all also indicate the generic name somewhere on the packaging. Then there are prescription medications, which, depending on where your work has taken you internationally, may or may not be easily available to you. We'll list these at the end of the script transcript which accompany this audio feature. Now, a migraine, with or without aura effects, is only one kind of headache that you may experience. It's probably the most painful and most debilitating, but other headaches can also be painful and annoying. There's a tension headache. These are very common. They are often found on both sides of the head, although the location of the headache can vary from person to person and from time to time. They often come as a tight feeling around your head. They often begin in the forehead and temples and spread down into your neck. The pain may last for a few hours. Tension headaches are rated as mild to moderate. Activity generally does not make them worse. They don't generally come with such things as nausea or vomiting. Light or sound are usually not a major problem with tension headache, although this could add to the stress. Depending on the person and the situation, tension headaches can last for a short time or a long time. They can happen just once in a while, or they can be very regular. Anxiety and stress are both common causes of tension headaches. Such actions as squinting your eyes to read can bring on a tension headache. Also, working long hours at a computer, especially with poor posture, can bring tension to the neck muscles. Work pressure and stress can also, for some people, be a starter for a tension headache. So, what can we do about tension headaches? Well, over-the-counter medications can help. For some people, aspirin helps somewhat, although the effects on the stomach would make this not necessarily a good choice. Paracetamol or acetaminophen, under all kinds of brand names, is effective for some. So is ibuprofen. For any of these, make certain that you're aware of maximum dosage at any one time and maximum dosage in any 24-hour period. Overdoses can be a problem, and some cases can be dangerous. Taking a break, relaxing, going for a walk in the fresh air, regular exercise, or a massage of your neck and shoulders can help in some cases. Other headache types include cluster headaches. These usually happen on one side of the head. They can have a strong or severe pain. They can last for as little as 15 minutes or as long as 3 hours. They may happen several times a day, or there may be a long period between attacks. If this happens often, see a doctor. Using over-the-counter medication too regularly or too often can also bring on headaches. There is one thing you may not like to hear, especially if you're a coffee lover. People who drink too much coffee are in danger of getting headaches. This is especially true when they get addicted and miss their daily doses of coffee. So to help avoid the headaches, try to limit your coffee drinking to just 3 cups a day or even less. Something else to keep in mind if you're overseas in an area where malaria is a problem. Malaria can be a cause of headaches. And also, please note that some anti-malaria drugs can make headaches worse. Okay, that's a brief look at and somewhat of a survey of headaches and various types. If your headaches are severe and they just won't go away, by all means, please see a doctor. Headaches can also be brought on by other physical problems. If your headache comes on suddenly or it is unusually severe and it is perhaps accompanied by fever, vomiting, numbness in your legs or arms, or visual problems, it would definitely be a good idea to consult with a doctor. Some people are fortunate and never seem to be afflicted with a headache. They often have a hard time understanding or sympathizing with those who do. If you have headaches, then you have our sympathy, and we hope this feature has been of some help to you. A Moment for Your Health is a copyright feature presented by MemberCare Media from TWR and by InterHealth Worldwide. For links to more information, check out our website at www.membercaremedia.com.